What's going on, guys? We are back again. We're going to do another movie review on Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. Now, I know there is a lot of, I would say, love and hate for this movie is the best way to describe it. I remember watching this movie the first time it came out. I remember owning the DVD because I was like, yeah, man, this looks cool. You know, I played a little bit of the games, and I thought it was a cool story, and the entirety of this story is based around Dastin, who's played by Jake Gyllenhaal, who he is the estranged son slash new adoptive son of his, you know, adoptive father, who is the third prince of the line, and they invade another kingdom, and they capture Princess Tamina, I believe is her name. Again, guys, it's been a long time since I've seen this film. So Dastin is assigned to protect her, but at the same time, we see where there is a plot to play where he gets framed for his brother's murder, and then his other brother goes after him, and he's on the run with this princess, and they slowly start having to work together because of everything that has happened. And what's crazy is that he later finds out that his uncle is the one to blame, and he gets this dagger that is so powerful that he doesn't even know what happens to it. Is if he presses the button, he can turn back time. And that's how what he's able to do in this movie. Now, I will say they did a good job at portraying some of these characters. I think they did a great portray of some of these characters, because I mean, we have Ben Kingsley in here, we had Alfred Molina in here, which again was great seeing these guys. And again, it's been a while since I've seen this film, so when I look back at who was starring in this film, I was like, dang, man, you know, we had a lot of amazing actors and actresses in here. We even had Gemma Arterlin, who played as Tamina, and she also played in, you know, Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters. She played in Clash of the Titans. So she played in a lot of these movies that are based around different time frames, which again is what those type of movies I love anyway. And especially with this being a Disney movie, I was kind of surprised that Disney took the reins of this film because of it being a video game based film. It's got everything, I would say, from what I remember from the game. It's a very straightforward movie. It's not hard to figure out. It's got some good graphics. It's got some interesting action. It's got some good drama. It's got some comedy. It's got everything, I would say, a movie like this has. It's very Disney-esque. And I can see the reason why Disney probably went ahead and was like, hey, I want to go ahead and, you know, work on this film. And I can understand that. But at the same time, it's one of those where I feel like that this movie could have been better if they would have waited back then. If they would have waited to make this film, it probably would be better today than how it is, out of my opinion. But probably when I go back and watch it, I'll either enjoy it or I'll hate it, or it'll just be, eh, it's okay. I felt like at the time this movie could have been better. And I still agree on that. I feel like it could have been a lot better. It gives you, like, you know, the mommy vibes. It gives you the Scorpion King vibes. Again, if you enjoy the games, then you may enjoy this, or you may not enjoy this version of it. But if you guys have seen The Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, definitely give it a try and let me know what you guys think. If you guys have seen this movie, let me know what you think either way. Is it a good movie out of your opinion? Is it a bad movie? Is it something that you just like, hey, I never ever want to hear this movie again. I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to know anything about this franchise or about this movie. Like, you don't consider this movie even to be made, because there are some people that I've met that just can't stand this movie. There's some people I know that say, oh, it's an okay movie, or it's a horrible movie, you know, just all around, right? But overall, guys, what is your opinion of this film? Let me know about it down in the comments down below. If you guys are new to the channel, subscribe and leave a big like on the video if you guys enjoyed. And I'll see you, as always, on the next one.